Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. It's estimated there are 1,000 pot shops in Los Angeles. Some city council members have guesstimated they outnumber Starbucks coffee shops by 2-1. The city council banned medical marijuana dispensaries in July, but then marijuana activists collected signatures to get a referendum overturning the ban on the March ballot, a big election locally with the mayor and 8 council seats open. And yesterday, the city council blinked, voting 11-2 to repeal the ban. Since the vote wasn't unanimous, there will be a second vote next week. And of course, local regulation is only part of the story. Federal officials have been cracking down on pot dispensaries in L.A., and in another motion yesterday, the council called on the legislature to address the inadequacies of state law. UC researchers polled more than 1,100 Asian Americans in California to get a sense of their political views ahead of this November. They support President Barack Obama over Governor Mitt Romney by more than 2-1. But that's not the whole story, says Associate Political Science Professor Karthik Ramakrishnan of UC Riverside. About a third, he says, are still undecided.
And given that Asian Americans are about 10% of the electorate, if you look at the registered voter population, that's a big chunk of the electorate that is still making up its mind.
Well, in California, Asian Americans account for 10% of registered voters in this state, just over 1% in the U.S. as a whole. TV ads for Proposition 30 begin airing today. 30 is the governor's big play to bring in new state revenues, and he's lined up a lot of support to pay for the campaign. People and organizations willing to spend more than $41 million to fend off cuts worth much, much more if Prop 30 doesn't pass. So what exactly is in this ballot measure? Erica Kelly reports as part of our Election 2012 coverage.
Governor Jerry Brown has been blazing the campaign trail for Prop 30 since late summer. He warns without the added revenue, California schools would face something like financial Armageddon, a message he served up at an August visit to San Francisco's James Lick Middle School.
If people say, no, we don't want to tax the most rewarded and blessed among us, we want to close schools, okay, I'll manage the best we can. But I will tell you, and I'm telling you the truth, everything I've seen in my lifetime tells me that the schools need more money.
The blessed people Brown is referring to are California's highest earners. Under Prop 30, they would see their income taxes go up for 7 years. But it's not just the wealthy who'd be asked to chip in. Everyone who buys stuff in California would have to pay an additional 0.25-cent sales tax for 4 years. This year, the state's budget assumes Prop 30 will pass and billions of dollars of new revenue will come into state coffers. H.D. Palmer is spokesman for the State Department of Finance. He says if voters reject the measure,
we still have an obligation to maintain spending closely to the revenues that we take in. So the legislature pre-approved a package of so-called trigger cuts, reductions in state spending that would automatically take effect on January the 1st of next year.
Those trigger cuts would slice $5.4 billion from K through 12 schools and community colleges this fiscal year. That's equal to about 3 weeks of the school year. Palmer says it would also force cuts at the state's public universities.
The CSU's Board of Trustees approved a contingent 5% fee increase on their students at CSU if Proposition 30 does not pass, and that would be about an additional $150 in student fees that they would have to pay.
The Legislative Analyst's Office estimates Prop 30 would raise about $6 billion a year for the next 4 years. That would go into a special education fund, which would free up money for the state to spend on other needs. Based on the way California calculates education funding, Prop 30 is expected to give schools $2 to $3 billion more than they get now. A lesser-known piece of Prop 30? Its impact on public safety. The measure would guarantee funding for counties which are managing state prisoners under the new realignment program that is meant to ease crowding in state prisons. Alameda County's Santa Rita Jail, like jails around California, is getting realignment funds from the state. The money pays for things like probation officers, jail beds, and security guards. Here at Santa Rita, the funds make it possible for prisoners to attend classes, like this one for recovering addicts.
Answer the following questions and give examples. Number one, what are social skills and what purpose do they serve? Two, would you consider listening
skill.
Santa Rita has a growing number of so-called local state prisoners, and they stay far longer than typical county inmates, says Lieutenant M. Ditzenberger, inmate services manager for the jail. She says that as the number of prisoners grows, funding from the state is crucial to keep services going.
We don't want them going back to the streets without a diploma, a GED diploma, or some form of employability training. So we want them to be able to integrate back into the communities where they from which they came.
Prop 30 supporters say between school funding and public safety, there's a lot riding on the measure. But it does have its critics, and they've seized on recent events like the state park scandal and the ballooning cost of high-speed rail as proof that the state can't be trusted with additional tax dollars. John Kupal is president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association.
We have a spending problem, not a revenue problem, and we misallocate. We spend things like on a toy train that we simply cannot afford and should direct those things toward California's higher priorities, which are public safety and education.
But Governor Brown argues that without more revenue, there is no way to avoid painful cuts. Dan Schnur, director of the Jess Unruh Institute of Politics at the University of Southern California, says that argument might be persuasive.
If you tell people, pay higher taxes because it's a good thing and a nice thing and a generous thing to do, that's a tough political message to sell. Invariably, when these types of measures do pass, it's because voters who don't like paying higher taxes are concerned that the alternative is something even worse.
Whether Brown's message will help Prop 30 win at the ballot box remains to be seen. Polls show the measure's approval hovering just above 50%. For the California Report, I'm Erica Kelly.
For an easy-to-read guide on all 11 state ballot measures, look for the link online at californiareport.org. And finally, today, the sound of champagne corks popping at UC Riverside. The Federal Liaison Committee on Medical Education has granted preliminary accreditation to the medical school there after refusing it last year because the state refused to fund it. UC Riverside officials went out and collected about $100 million in donations and pledges for a scaled-down program they hope will still help address a doctor shortage in the Inland Empire. The school expects to enroll 50 students a year starting next August. That's the California Report for Wednesday, October 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Follis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.